Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, June 19th, 2008. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a joy to share a few moments of perspective from God's Word with you in our ministry we call Daily Encouragement Net. Today's message is titled, What God Says is Good. And the scripture text is from Micah 6, verse 8.
He has shown you, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God?
One more time, Brooksine. That's her daily text to music.
He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
Well, thank you, Brooksine. I'd requested that she did that separately, but she's done it right here in the reading in the podcast. That's an old song we sang probably in the late 70s and early 80s when it was the custom to put the words of Scripture directly to music, and how we grew during those times. Well, what a joy it is to meditate on God's Word and to receive a divine perspective early in the morning as we prepare for the day at hand. One of the great blessings we have is that God has showed us all through Scripture what He reckons is good and how He wants us to live.
Micah was a prophet who served our Lord during the time of the conquest of the northern kingdom by the Assyrians. Like prophets before him and those who followed him, he told the people truths that they did not want to hear. He courageously denounced the pagan religious practices of his own people. They worshipped other gods in direct violation of the first commandment.
However, interestingly, they did not necessarily quit believing in and worshipping the one true God. Instead, they divided their allegiance between Almighty God and pagan gods. Their accepted form of worship was bringing their sacrifices and offerings to the temple. They had compartmentalized religion and it failed to acknowledge the relationship between, quote, religious practice and the activity of daily life.
Micah, in our daily verse, powerfully reminds them, and us, that God's interest is not merely the act of worship in the temple, or for us, it's the church. For most, this would include our attendance, our praise, our works, our offerings, and so forth. These certainly have a place in the worship practice. But God is also supremely concerned with the proper attitude of our hearts, which brings faithful obedience.
Well, each of the three specific calls to obedience in the daily verse are abundantly taught and demonstrated elsewhere in Scripture. I have found that this is a powerful verse to commit to memory and use as a guide in my prayer life. In fact, early in my Christian life, I sang this song set to music, the very tune that Brooksine sang earlier, which was a great aid in memorizing this portion of Scripture, and it's memorized in my mind to this day. The Holy Spirit can bring that wonderful, yet at times, very uncomfortable sense of conviction through His Word. Today, won't you examine your life in light of this timeless verse? Are you acting justly? Do you love mercy? Are you walking humbly with your God?
Let's all pray together. Father, help us not to ignore or reject your messengers who are faithful to your holy word. Though the warnings that they convey through Holy Scripture may make us uncomfortable, help us to take the necessary steps to correct our doctrine, attitude, or lifestyle so that we please you in all that we do. May we be people who act justly, overflow with mercy, and daily choose to follow you. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today in our Daily Encouragement Net podcast. This is the message we prepared for Thursday, the 19th of June, 2008. We're on the web at dailyencouragement.net. And we don't have a lot of extra material up today to share for you to go to the site, but we do have a beautiful picture of a flower arrangement of flowers that Brooksine's grown placed in an arrangement. Pardon me, I'm semi-restraining a cough right now. Anything else you want to share, Brooksie? Why don't you share that song one more time as they depart, as we depart.
He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
Amen.